Hello, everybody. You're listening to The Archive, and I'm your host, DJ EJ, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope you all are doing well this Tuesday afternoon. Hope you had a nice day at work, if you're in work, or had a good day at school, if you're still in college like me. But either way, hope things are going well. It's good to be back. I was unable to make it to this show last week, which I'm sorry about, but I'm here now, and we should be in for a good time. And actually, we already have signs of that, because the song that was just playing on the automation when I walked in is a song that I enjoy a lot, which doesn't happen too much. That was by Mission of Burma, so yeah, definitely check them out if you liked it. So, yeah, let's start with the songs that I actually have planned out myself. This first song is one of my favorites from an absolute classic album, and I don't think it needs much more of an introduction than that. So, here it is. That one was Don't Talk, Put Your Head on My Shoulder by the Beach Boys from their legendary 1966 album Pet Sounds. Yeah, I was listening to that album. I actually just heard it for the first time, like front to back, in a long time this past week. And I always forget how good that album is. And it makes perfect sense to me why it's as highly esteemed as it is by just about everybody. So yeah, good on them. This next song is a little bit different from what I usually play because it has more of a kind of folk or almost country vibe. Not this song as much as others on the album, but I love it. And it's by an artist called Songs Ohio.
While you was gone, you must have done a lot of favors. You got a whole lot of things I don't think that you could ever have paid for. While you've been busy crying about my past mistakes, I've been busy trying to make a change. And now I made the change.
That one was I've Been Riding With the Ghost by Songs Ohia, and that is from their last studio album, Magnolia Electric Company, which came out in 2003. And after that point, they actually changed their name to Magnolia Electric Company and made several albums under that name. So I had heard that album for the first time, Magnolia Electric Company, maybe a year or two ago, and thought it was pretty decent. And then sometime later, the female wordless backing vocals that come in every so often in that song kind of just popped into my head, and I could not remember for the life of me what song they came from, since I had just heard this album like once. And believe it or not, I actually thought it was from Kanye West's song, but after scouring through his discography, I was not able to find it. And then just this past week, I thought, oh, why not just throw this album on? I haven't heard it in a while. And then it popped up, and I was very satisfied to finally remember where it came from. And one of my first impressions of this album is that it sounds a lot like Neil Young. And it's kind of funny because Songs Ohia is led by a guy called Jason Molina, and Neil Young's drummer was named Ralph Molina. So I'm not sure if there's any relationship between them, or any relation. It would be kind of interesting if there were, but lots of parallels. So because I just mentioned that, it should be no surprise who I'm going to be playing next. That one was Albuquerque by Neil Young from his 1975 album Tonight's the Night, which is a great album. It's a lot like the B-side to On the Beach, which is his album that came out just before that, I believe. And I love the B-side to that album. But yeah, this is a lot like that, but maybe with a bit more edge, although that's not too hard to do considering how mellow On the Beaches. So yeah, love Neil Young. Everything by him is great, or at least everything that I've heard. I can't say I've heard even a fraction of his discography because he's been going strong for, what, 50 years now? It's crazy that he's still chugging along there. So I feel like I'm always mentioning songs that I have discovered on my Spotify Discover Weekly playlist, as they're appropriately called. And so I have two of those for you all now. This first one is by a band called Slater Kinney.
Go!
Alright, the first one you heard there was Good Things by Slater Kinney from their second album, Call the Doctor, which came out in 1996. Like I said, one song from that album, I don't think it was Good Things, but that was on my Spotify Discover Weekly playlist, and I had heard Slater Kinney mentioned a lot in comparison to a lot of artists that I already like. Because they are part of the underground rock scene in the 90s, and I have a high interest in a lot of those artists, especially in the Pacific Northwest region, which is where they come from. So yeah, I heard the album, and I loved it. I think Corinne Tucker, their singer, she has a phenomenal voice. And yeah, great album overall. I'm gonna have to check out some of their other stuff because they have quite a few albums, if I'm not mistaken. And the one that you just heard was also a little unusual. That was by Square Pusher from his 1998 album Music Is Rotted One Note, and that track was called Don't Go Plastic. And it's interesting because that sounds like a big jazz band or something like that, or at least a jazz trio or quartet or something, but actually Square Pusher is just one guy. He's a music producer from an electronic music producer, excuse me, from England. And what impressed me about that track the most is that he plays all the instruments. So he was doing all of that insane drumming and all the keyboards and all of the virtuosic bass playing. Shout out to Tom Jenkinson for being as talented as he is. I have one more song before, I guess, the half point of my show tonight. If you tuned in late, you're listening to The Archive, and I'm your host, DJ EJ, on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the last one before we take a quick break. And this is by a band called Boris. Thank you. That one was Farewell by Boris from their 2005 album Pink. And you can tell by the name why I chose that to end what in my mind is the first half of today's show. Yeah, that song is super fuzzy and noisy and overwhelming, but the melodies are beautiful, and I don't know, it just has like a really warm, fuzzy feeling in both senses of the word fuzz, like both the guitar effect and like the sensation. And I found that I really like when songs are super heavy and noisy, but really pretty as well. And that fits the bill perfectly, in my opinion. So now is that part of the hour where we play a PSA for you all. So open your ears up and learn about this.
Hi, we're John and Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing, and music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this, but now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
All right, you heard them. Definitely wear your earplugs if you're playing shows or seeing shows, especially if it's an artist like Boris, because I have no doubt that they are very loud. And I forgot to mention that Boris is a band from Japan, actually. And I'm honestly not sure if the lyrics to that song are in Japanese or if they're in English. I think they're English because it sounds like he's saying float on at the end. But I could be very wrong. And there's probably, I'm pretty sure there's versions in both languages. So yeah, it's anyone's guess as far as I know. Okay, so now for part two of the show. Since my last show was 2 weeks ago, there's actually been a decent amount of new music that has come out in that time span. So I'm going to be bringing you all up to date on the new stuff that I've been following. So this first song is by Car Seat Headrest.
two normal people. Most of us, we're alive, most of us.
All right, that one was Bodies by Car Seat Headrest from their album Twin Fantasy, which originally came out in 2001, but it was really roughly recorded. And since then, Car Seat Headrest has gone from just one person to four people, and it's a full band now. So they re-recorded the album Twin Fantasy, and it just came out on February 18th. And I actually haven't heard the original one, but I heard this one, and I think it's great. It sounds kind of in between Modest Mouse and The Strokes, which can never possibly be a bad thing. So, Car Seat Headrest. This next song is from an album that also came out on February 18th, and it is by the band Ought.
Dividends pay. Birds fly around while I'm picking up change.
That one was Disgraced in America, and that is by Ott from their newest album, Room Inside the World, which, as I mentioned before, came out on February 16th or 18th. One of the two. Let's check real quick. February 16th. Okay. Yeah, that's their third album, and I think it's really good. It's a little different from what I was expecting, given how their first two albums sound. This one sounds a lot more refined and maybe mature. And yeah, so it's not necessarily better or worse, just different. But a great album nonetheless. And there's definitely some pretty major Talking Heads vibes on that track, both in the vocals and in the instrumentation. And I love the Talking Heads, so no issues there. This next song is going to be the last new song that I'm going to be playing for you today, even though I have one more after it. But this next one is by Ice Age.
Thank you.
All right, that one was Catch It by Ice Age, which is their newest single. It came out on February 12th, I believe, and I love that song. I'm really looking forward to their new album, which should hopefully be coming out in a couple of months, although they haven't released the name of it or a date or anything yet. But yeah, I'm a huge fan of their last album, which came out in 2014, I think. Let me check. Yep, 2014, Plowing Into the Field of Love, which has become one of my favorite albums lately, and I actually just got a vinyl copy of it this past weekend, which I'm very excited to play once I go home. But anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. I've been DJ EJ, and you've been listening to The Archive on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tuss Freeform Radio. And I have one more track for you all before we call it a night. And this one is by The Cure, since I think the vocalist of Ice Age, his voice reminds me a little bit of Robert Smith. So I'm going to leave you off with one from The Cure, and I hope to see you back here a week from now. Have a good one, and see you next week.